Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
I don't ever want you to criticize my creative parenting ever again.
I can definitely do that. I have the right to do that. When I observe you doing things, like, creative parenting in your eyes is usually some sort of bold-faced lie.
Well, all right. Starting at 9.9, today's best mix, it's Anna and Raven. You know, as parents, I feel that you do whatever you can to make your kids understand when they're doing something wrong. So every once in a while, I'll tell my daughter a lie. Or I'll exaggerate the truth so that, you know, I can get my point across.
As compared to this gentleman, I guess that's really not that big of a deal.
Exactly. And we're talking about this Japanese 7-year-old little boy. He was driving in a car with his mom and his dad, right? Mm-hmm. And I guess his mom and his dad were very upset at him because he had been throwing stones at people and cars, and they were yelling at
him
about
it. And that's a big thing, right? And he wasn't taking them very seriously, so they figured, here's a good idea. We'll act like we're going to leave him here on the mountain.
Right. So they pulled over the car. He got out into a bear-infested forest.
I wouldn't call it infested, but there's bears there.
Yep. And they took off, and they did the thing, like the fake mom and dad.
We're going to leave you here.
We're going to leave you here.
We're out of here. That's how you want to behave. You're on your own
from
now on.
You want to throw rocks at people? Now what? Now you can live with the bears.
Right. You're living by yourself now.
Right. Well, you know what happened? They went back to go get him. They couldn't find him.
Yep. Unbelievable.
7 days he was missing in a bear-infested forest, and everybody was freaking out. And 7 days later, they finally found him yesterday, safe. He had made his way over to a military base that was 4 miles away from where they dropped him
off. Right, I guess an old abandoned place. He was sleeping in there with a couple futons that were left behind and drinking from the spigot. But, I mean, obviously could have been a lot worse. You know, the big thing was, too, is that the dad actually lied at the beginning. And they never said that. They never told anybody that story, that part of it, because they were afraid that they'd get in trouble.
Right.
They should.
They told the police that he got lost while they were hiking for wild vegetables or something like that.
Right.
But he did come forward in a statement, and obviously, I'm going to have to translate for you, but this is what he had to say.
Oh, thank you.
He said, "My excessive behavior caused my son such pain and inconvenience so many people, including people at his school and people that searched for him. And for that, I'm deeply sorry. And he did go on to say that he knows what he did was wrong and it was excessive. And he was genuinely apologetic about the whole thing. You could see that he's torn up. He apologized to his son. But the funny part is, you know, if anything about this story is funny, if you look at the pictures of the kid, he's like throwing up deuces.
Right. The kid he's totally like, thanks
You know that kid is trouble.
He's throwing stones at cars today.
Right. He's like, you think you want to leave me in a bear and forest for 7 days? Boom. Right. I got it.
You picked me up. You found me here. I'm dehydrated. Give me some ice cream. Give me some fast food. Like, he is living it up.
Right, exactly. He was like, there's nothing you can do to get me down. I'm going to be throwing rocks at everybody from now on.
See, if you left a kid in a creative parenting situation here in the States where they were, you know, infested with bears, as you said, well, how would that be? How would that go?
I don't think it would go over well.
Right.
No,
you can make your tearful apology, but we're not buying it.
No.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.